Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
We are indeed specialists in Bible-based content, and we are going to be getting into our next conversation. We are discussing wisdom versus knowledge, and we're joined on the line by Pastor Kremon Pofu. My pastor, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
Doing well.
All right. So we are getting straight into our next conversation. We started this yesterday, and we did touch briefly on the difference between wisdom and knowledge. And we just want to understand the difference and the importance of wisdom in everyday life. And so to our listeners out there, have you ever felt like you aced the trivia night but still made a questionable life choice? You're not alone. Join us as we unravel the mystery behind these two concepts, that is wisdom and knowledge, and discover why wisdom might just be the secret sauce to navigating the complexities of everyday life. So, my pastor, how does the Bible define wisdom and knowledge? And what are the key differences between the two? If you can delve a little bit deeper, I know we touched on it yesterday, but if you can get a little bit deeper so we understand the distinct difference between the two.
Okay, thank you very much. Good afternoon, listeners. Yes, yesterday we tried to look at wisdom from the perspective of the Bible, and we discovered that wisdom is something that we cannot manufacture by ourselves. We cannot make it by ourselves, but it is a gift from God.
Right.
It is a gift from God, and God does not force it to anyone. It is a gift that I can receive. I can appreciate from God. God is ready to give it to those who are ready to receive. Mm. The Bible revealed to us yesterday that if we are lacking wisdom, as we read in the book of James, God is ready to give it to us if we ask for it. And just to show the difference between wisdom and knowledge, you'll notice that wisdom is a gift according to the Bible's rendition. If you look at it carefully, you'll notice that knowledge, as portrayed in the Bible, knowledge is something that one can acquire using wisdom.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Mm,
yes.
I like that. Okay.
Knowledge. Yeah. Knowledge is something that one can acquire using wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Mm. But fools despise wisdom and instruction." Okay. Remember yesterday, when you read in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, you will notice that the fear of the Lord is defined as wisdom.
Yes.
And here we see it equated to knowledge.
Yes.
That means to say, here is equated to knowledge, but paralleled with wisdom as well. You see that?
Okay.
So wisdom is the ability to acquire knowledge, if you like. That's how I understand it. Wisdom, yes, wisdom is the ability to acquire. Once you have wisdom, you have the ability to acquire knowledge.
Okay.
But you cannot acquire wisdom
from knowledge.
You can't acquire wisdom, but you can acquire knowledge using wisdom. So wisdom is a gift from God. When you have it, then you can acquire knowledge, you know, ability to know things, skills, you know, experiencing this and that, analyzing data, scientific knowledge, whatever, because you have wisdom. You are able to do that because you have wisdom. So if you read in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5, the Bible says, you can add to virtue, you can add knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18, Yeah, the Bible says increase in grace and increase also in knowledge. So these are things that I personally can cultivate in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, virtue, grace, and knowledge. But wisdom is a gift from God.
Mm.
It's a gift from God.
I like that lesson that you've just shared, that you can acquire knowledge through wisdom, but it can't go the other way around. That when you said that, I thought about the situation where there was this woman who was caught in adultery, and the Pharisees wanted to trap Jesus, and they said, you know, should she not be stoned? That's what the law says. They were applying knowledge. They knew that that's what the law says. The law says that she should be stoned. She has been caught in the act. But Jesus applying wisdom, wisdom now is how do we take that law and how is that law supposed to be applied? So to simply know what the Bible says is not enough. To simply know what a textbook says, if we're bringing it into academia, what the textbook says is not enough. When a wise person knows how to take that information and actually mm-hmm. apply it in real life situations, that's what mm-hmm. wisdom does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as Christians, I think we are better off with wisdom than with knowledge.
Correct.
Than with knowledge, because wisdom appears to be the mother, to be the producer, the enabler. But with knowledge only, you are rightly putting it, my sister. There are so many people who are knowledgeable but who are not wise.
Mm-hmm.
So many who have knowledge, you know, with knowledge we have titles.
Yes.
You could, in the academia world, you talk about professorship, you know, doctors and so forth in the academia world. But all those titles, they can be there without wisdom.
Mm. Very true. Very true.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And they're very dangerous.
And that's very dangerous. This other text says here, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. You see, when wisdom has somehow begotten knowledge in us,
mm-hmm.
We are accounted as people who know in the biblical sense when we seek to know that which gives us eternal life.
Mm.
Yeah. We are considered as people who are knowledgeable when we seek to know that which gives us eternal life.
Yeah.
This is eternal life, that they may know the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who thou hast sent.
Mm.
See, so this is what we should know in this world when we are, you know, running back and forth to look for knowledge.
Yeah.
Because people are busy in this world today, apart from looking for money, the other thing that we are pursuing as people, as human beings, is knowledge.
Yep.
People have gone to countries, you know, looking for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible is saying there is something that we should look for, something that we should seek after.
Mm.
Is eternal life, which we will attain by knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent.
Amen.
As much as it is good to look around for other things, but we should not forget to use our knowledge to look for eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
So having said all of that, then why is wisdom considered more valuable than knowledge in biblical teachings?
Perhaps, like I have already said, notice that the Bible puts it in this manner. It shows that wisdom is something that can enable you to know,
mm-hmm.
something that is a gift from God. And once you have it, you are able to know things. You are able to discern between bad and good. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So wisdom appears to be the mother of knowledge, if
right.
I may put it in another
yes.
way. Yes.
Beautiful.
So that's why the Bible portrays it as much better than knowledge,
mm-hmm.
because It is the mother of knowledge. When you are wise, you can understand.
Yes.
When you are wise, you can acquire skills. Yes.
So
wisdom is more, it should be much preferred than knowledge.
Than knowledge.
Because knowledge can be there without wisdom. Yes.
Okay. And so looking back into the Bible, what examples do we see where wisdom triumphed over mere knowledge? I know we just mentioned the woman who was caught in adultery. Do we have other examples in the Bible where wisdom triumphed over knowledge?
Okay, if I may just take you without reading it, but you were just paraphrasing that story, I can remind you of the story of Solomon and the two women that brought the child.
Okay, yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you see, the women used knowledge, but Solomon used wisdom. Yes. The one was saying, I know that this is my son, and I should get him. And the other one was saying, no, this one is my son. Though she knew that he had slept over hers and he had died.
Yes.
Then Solomon applied wisdom to say, how do I handle this situation? I think listeners can remember that story.
Yes.
Yes, and Solomon used wisdom to say, maybe let's dissect the child and give you each of you a half.
Yeah.
Okay? That was wisdom.
That was wisdom.
The one who owned the child didn't agree to that. Said, no, I would rather have her take the child, as a whole.
Yeah.
That was wisdom. So we see that wisdom often triumphs over knowledge. You will remember what Paul did. When he was preaching to the Greeks in 1 Corinthians, let me just quickly get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 18.
1 Corinthians 1.
Yeah. Yes, 1 Corinthians, let's just crash to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 18 downwards. The Bible says, but the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Amen.
Okay? It is foolishness. But to those who are saved, it is the power of God. Verse 21. All right? Maybe let me continue from verse 19. But it is written, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise, and they will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. This is worldly wisdom which God will destroy through the ministry of the cross, because to them it's foolishness. Verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Amen.
For the Jews require a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. See that? So this wisdom that the Greeks were pursuing, it is that which we have termed knowledge, that which you acquire through study. Because Greeks were philosophers.
Right.
They were philosophers, high in the knowledge of science and astronomy. You see, that's what they called wisdom. Yes, it is not the wisdom according to God's word.
Yeah.
As Christians, we need to be wise according to the word of God. Because you know what? When you are wise according to God's word or according to God's way, you will be able to know other things that are there in the world scientifically or whatever, mathematically, these other things, these other virtues,
yeah.
you still benefit those. But if you are wise according to the world's methodology,
mm-hmm.
you will be making on the side of God.
I like that. And then now speaking of where wisdom comes from, that was our conversation yesterday, and we learned that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So kind of piggybacking off of that conversation, how do we now cultivate wisdom according to biblical principles? How do we cultivate it?
Yes, we need to be Bible students, people who are always connected with God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we are to continue to grow in our spiritual knowledge and in our relationship with God, we have to continue to read the Word,
mm-hmm.
having known that wisdom comes from God.
Right.
You see, having known that, yeah, having known that wisdom comes from God.
Yes.
Then we should always rely upon Him. Bible study, prayer, surrendering yourself to God, and being a person who is spirit-filled, having a relationship with Jesus. You know, having a relationship with Jesus is not difficult. You know, when you speak about Bible study, you know, sometimes people think it's difficult. You have to sit down,
yeah.
pray hardly, read the Bible and whatever. No, it's just
to
using your phone. Using your phone, you can just read a text
yeah.
prayerfully. Yes, one text prayerfully to say, what does God mean here? What is He saying to me with this verse today?
Mm.
Yes, then you are cultivating your wisdom. By the way, the Word of God is... the Word of God is given so that we can be wise.
Right, okay.
Yes, yeah. Once we read God's Word, we are assured that we will remain wise according to the Bible's rendition of wisdom.
We
will remain wise. And
do we read the Bible in order to gain wisdom? Or do we, what I mean is, as we are reading it, are we studying it? Are we trying to understand it? Or are we reading it, you know, how someone would read a novel or a storybook? How deeply are we supposed to delve into it? Are we supposed to understand the original text and things like that?
Yeah, you know, we have what we call, when we are reading the Bible, usually we use what we call hermeneutics, that's something else. But basically, when you are reading the Bible, you read the Bible prayerfully, not as a novel.
Okay.
Because the Bible is the living Word of God, the living God,
Amen.
The living Word. It's practical, it's alive.
Amen.
It's not a story that happened in the past and it finished there. No, the Bible is the living Word of God. It speaks to current lives, to current affairs.
Mm-hmm.
It must mold our current livelihood now, today.
Got it.
Yes, it must determine our practice today.
Mm.
Yeah, because it is the living Word of God. It's like a letter that we have received today from
yeah.
heaven.
Beautiful.
Yes, like a letter that has descended today from heaven, from God. So when we read it, we must hear God speaking to us today.
Got it. Beautiful.
Yes. So when that happens, then you know we really don't know how God's Word is able to inculcate wisdom in us.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot explain that. You know, mm-hmm. it's deeper than what I can say. Because
okay.
it's like when I read it, it gets into my life and begins to enable me to be wise.
I like that. And then it's day to day, then how does wisdom play a role in making those everyday decisions? How does wisdom show up? Because I'm sure most of us are not going to be found in that same position as Solomon, where two women are fighting for a baby. So in just our everyday situations, how does wisdom now play a role in the choices that we make?
You know, once you are wise, you will be full of the fruits of the Spirit. Once you are wise, because remember the Bible says we should not walk as fools, but as people who are wise. People who are wise are full of the spiritual, I mean the fruits of the spirits, which are enumerated in Galatians, you know, where we are to be loving, to be, you know, temperate, people who are careful on with what they say, people who are mindful of their speech, people who are not careless, people who are long-suffering, people who are patient with others. Those are the attributes of one who has wisdom. Those are the characteristics of somebody who has wisdom. Because when you are wise, you are wise unto salvation. You see that? Wise unto salvation, meaning to say you have a relationship with Christ. You see,
yeah.
Once Christ is in you, then you can show the fruits of the Spirit: long suffering, gentleness, goodness. You are full of faith. You are meek. You are temperate. You are able to say, "Here I can speak. Here, let me be quiet." That's wisdom.
Makes sense.
That's wisdom. Yes, that's Galatians chapter 5:22. When you are wise, you are being used of the Spirit of God because you have exposed yourself to Him, and He has come in you. You know, He has come in you. He is now using you, enabling you to live a Christ-like life.
I like that. In conclusion, Pastor, any final thoughts as we wrap up for today?
Yes, I would say we have to pray to God that we remain with wisdom, with the wisdom which gives us knowledge. Some of us who may seem to be lacking wisdom, the Bible says you can ask it from God. God is able and ready to give it to you.
Yes.
Those of us who think you already have wisdom, pray that you remain with it and that you may increase in your wisdom. Because wisdom is much better than knowledge to me. Yes, there are people who are knowledgeable and they are known to be knowledgeable, but they are not wise. Yeah, so we are better off with wisdom than with knowledge without wisdom.
Got it.
Thank you.
Makes complete sense. My pastor, thank you so much for your time. We will be connecting again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, family, that was Pastor Kremer Mpofu speaking to us about the difference between knowledge and wisdom, and of course the danger of knowledge without wisdom. We want to have wisdom that leads to knowledge, right? Wisdom is more about the application of the knowledge that we have. To simply know information, to have textbook understanding of things is not enough. Wisdom is actually about how to apply that. And that, of course, is even more important than simply knowing. And especially for us as Christians, if we simply have, you know, that intellectual, that head knowledge of what the Bible says without the wisdom of God, without His Spirit guiding us in terms of how to apply it, then we can find ourselves oftentimes in the same position that the Pharisees were in so many different circumstances where Jesus had to now show them the real life application of the law. Right, because they knew it. They could probably recite it from beginning to end, but Jesus was able to show them what exactly was meant, especially considering that the law is His character, right? It's who He is, the transcript of God's character. So that's what it's all about. Let's chase after wisdom. Pray for wisdom, rather, not even chase after it. Pray for wisdom. Spend time in the Word of God, as the pastor has told us. And as you do that prayerfully, going through His Word, then you will start to grow in wisdom. You'll be able to apply it in the decisions that you make day by day, the small things that you, what am I going to eat today? What am I going to wear? When should I open my mouth and talk? When should I keep quiet? When do I need to respond to something negative? Or when do I just need to let it go? All of those things require wisdom. And simply knowing certain things is not good enough, all right? So I hope that you were blessed by that conversation. The pastor will be back with us again tomorrow at 2 o'clock with more on our conversation on wisdom.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.